Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. So now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Join me today. It's been a busy week, but it's all good. Great things are happening, and we're just going to continue to move forward. Empowerment today is Monday, and it's the 11th of February, 2016. How many of you are still on your New Year's revolution, get it done list? How many of y'all quit? Of course, be glad nobody can see you. So, we're going to move forward in training you and showing you some things that's going to help you to get yourself rolling and going. If you're familiar with the bowling term, or even with if you play pool, they say rack them up. Well, we're going to set them up, because I want you to set yourself up for success. Create that atmosphere for you to be successful. You've got to learn to encourage yourself. That's scripture. We have to humble ourselves. We have to be willing to empower ourselves through what God says for us to do. And a friend of mine, and we were talking yesterday or the day before, I can't remember which one, but we were talking about women and women of God. And this, of course, is a business, and if you're looking through the screen online, you will see I have a slide that says I am a woman, and my desire, my excitement is to empower other women to be successful. Because we as ladies, as women, we do not encourage each other enough. We're so busy trying to be competitive and pulling and snatching at each other, trying to get to a certain place or a level of success. And we're losing respect for the people who are around us. So we want to make sure that you're set up and you're ready to move forward and grow. So those of you who've been keeping up, you got your list out. And you are ready to take your notes so that you can move to your next. I know we're always trying to be more focused on being great, and it's challenging sometimes. I can get that. But we're going to set up today, and we're going to work on how to communicate with individuals, how to talk to people, and get people interested in what it is that you're doing. Because I know that there are individuals who are doing different things, and you're moving towards your different types of successes. And I want you to be able to follow the same system. So, yes, we're going to grow, and yes, we're going to go. And just like the song says, go get your blessing. But we've got to do our part. We can't keep waiting on God to drop a big bucket of money or at least find a suitcase or a bag of money. You know, and even with looking for a job, I was thinking about that today with myself. I mean, it's just I need to do better. And as a Proverbs 31 woman, if you go through and you look through how she is or who she is, ladies, we need to step it up. A lot of us don't want to cook. We don't want to clean. You know, we got kids, but we're leaving it up to our grandmas and aunties and mom and them to raise them. And there are us as single women, we're so busy being angry at the situation, we're not focusing on the positive of being grateful that you're out of it or you survived it or the outcome. You know, okay, so you got to live with somebody as far as your mom, your sister, cousin, dog, cat, whatever. You have to make a transition. So we're setting ourselves up for success. We're setting up our kids for success. We're setting up our husbands and our wives for success. You know, our spouses. Gentlemen, if there's men on the call, forgive me, I'm going to be a little bit more focused on ladies, but it's still great information that I believe will be good for you. So we're ready to move forward. So I hope you have your pens and paper up and running and ready, because we're going to move a little fast. And I want you to be able to first, at the very, very top of your paper, write down your goal. Those of you who know, we've already been going through the last couple of years, and, you know, if you're just new, we're going to still move through and you can follow the guidelines. But set that goal, your dream, your vision. What is it? And that's the first place you need to start, okay? As you are getting yourself prepared and set up, you're going to go out and you want to talk to people. You want people to do what you're doing or be involved in what you're doing. If you're a motivational speaker, if you're a trainer, a tutor, you sell essential services, you sell makeup, you sell toothpaste, deodorant, whatever it is that you do, you got to know the information first. So as marketers, and that's what we are, we're considered network marketers, and a lot of people say that like it's a bad thing. But ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Individuals who are working from their home and still having a job, they're actually getting the best of both worlds from a tax standpoint and from just the financial backing for themselves, because they can fire themselves. But if you're working a home-based business, then you are responsible for your business. You are. So no matter what you do, say, for instance, you cut yards, you mow lawns, and you do the landscaping and everything. Well, you'll get to the place where you're doing well, and that person will refer you to someone else, and then so on and so forth. That's networking. That's network marketing. You are a home-based business owner. You are your own boss. That's where that term comes from. So we need to understand what we do first before we decide that, you know, this is not going to be a good fit for me. And if you're already in it and you've made that investment in yourself, then be excited, because, ladies and gentlemen, I did a little research today, and if you wanted to partner up and start a Little Caesars franchise, the minimum, and I'm going to give y'all only the minimum of what it would cost you to start these businesses, $50,000 minimum to get it started. Okay, you want to do a cleaning business, do cleaning clothes, you know, cleaners, the minimum is $20,000. You want to start some type of a practice, a private practice for careers and doing schools or that type of thing. $100,000 to get that done. Okay, so these are just some things. You want to start a cell phone service, a wireless service within your area, and you want to be a broker for Sprint, Verizon. You know how you have different. They're in the malls, they're in Walmart, those types of things. $175,000, and that's your minimum investment to be a premier retailer for Verizon. Okay, $175,000, and that's just to get you in. You haven't gotten the building, you haven't paid your rent or whatever, bought a building. You haven't done anything. You haven't gotten your energy. You haven't gotten your credit card processor. You haven't gotten your merchandise. You haven't done anything. All you got was the right to be able to sell Verizon phones. So those of you who've made the investments in a small-based business, they're usually anywhere from $50 to $1,000 investment. And that's really not bad considering what you get. So it depends on what business you get into. So pay attention to that and look at that. And your marketing, if you don't get enough customers to cover that, getting that $175,000 back for having a wireless service, everybody's not getting phones these days. If they are buying them, they're getting them off of eBay. They're buying them from a contracted phone. They're getting them from friends. You know, if they do buy them new, they're getting them online because it's cheaper than to come into your store. They're not going to pay $600. Some people will, but $600 when I can go online and get it for $250. Come on, people. We need to wake up and recognize that network marketing, it's called a word of mouth, and that's how you're going to grow you, your business, your organization. You've got to brand yourself. These are basic information that you need to get you started, and we're going to move into the steps. But I want to give you that first, that foundation of looking at what is your dream, what is your vision, and how much is it going to cost you to get it started? We're not even talking about, we're going to talk about making the money later, but how much is it going to cost you to get it started? Do you have all of your tools? Do you have all of your resources, even to source? Those are some things that we're going to be discussing along the way for the rest of the year. We're moving now. The last couple of years, those of you who want to go back and listen to the playback, I'll bounce back sometimes because we need to sometimes rehear some things. But moving forward, this is the new year. We're already in the month of April, almost the middle of the year. Tax time is coming, ladies and gentlemen. The 15th is right around the corner. So those of you who have started home-based businesses and you've made a little bit on last year, then you can use that as a tax write-off. You do realize that. So you need to see, like, the areas of your home, if you use some mileage, if you bought gas, you had a conference that you went to. All of those things are write-offs, ladies and gentlemen, and it sets you up to get a part of a tax credit or using some things as a deduction for some of your home-based business. You get perks. Those of you who have jobs, it's going to balance out. You're going to get a little bit more simply because you work from home also. So these are some things that a lot of people are not aware of, and they're thinking, I got to quit my job to go work this other job part-time and in this business, and then I'll get a tax credit. That's not necessarily true. Keep your job because that's going to give you your revenue to maintain you until you get it going. So having multiple streams of income, ladies and gentlemen, that's work. You got to have different avenues coming in order to feed it. You can't just all do one thing and expect that to just maintain, because we all know you can have one job, and that one job is not enough to get your bills paid in your house. So what do? You go and get a part-time job. You're setting yourself up to move to your next. So get some things out of the way. Get some things taken care of. Get your credit established. And while you're building your business, then you can make your credit even better, because you're going to learn how to be a business-minded individual. And then you're going to want to be exposed with other business-minded individuals to help you to get where you're going. So how do you find these people? How do you talk to these people? What do to share whatever it is that you're having to get done? How do you connect with these individuals? And these are some things that a lot of individuals struggle with when they're starting in network marketing or even home-based businesses, because they're like, where do you start? Who do I talk to? Make your list. Ladies and gentlemen, when they ask you to sit down and make a list of 25 people, if you honestly do it and you just do what you're supposed to do, those individuals will roll off like crazy. Use your phone first. You know, people that you text and talk to all the time, you know, text them, send them a text, say, hey, look, I need to talk to you. Don't go into no details. If they say about what, just say, when you get about 10, 15 minutes of time, I need to talk to you. Then don't flood them with a bunch of stuff. Have your presentation ready. Practice it. Get the information, or get ready to do it three-way. You talk to them and you say, hey, this is what I'm doing, and I would really love for you to hear about the information. I'm new, but I got somebody on the phone that's ready to talk to you. Do you have about 15 minutes? That's what I asked you for, yada, yada. If they say yes, then you let that individual who knows the information talk. Zip the lip, put the phone on mute, don't interrupt, don't say nothing. Let them do the talking, because they are the ones that know the information. So you've got to utilize your upline. You've got to get educated. You've got to do your trainings. You've got to get on the call. Even on the job, ladies and gentlemen, they put you through a training period. They give you a probationary period to where before you are even eligible for a raise, or even before you can get 401, you're in that period. You can't call in sick. You can't do a whole lot of things that you would do if you weren't on probation. So that 90-day probation is a feeder. So use your business as the same concept. Get in for those 90 days. You're training, you're learning, you're finding all of the things that you need to do so that you can move to your next. You've made your list. Now find out what part of your business fits those individuals, because everybody is not going to want to do it, because it's not for everyone, and you don't want just anybody in your business. You want people who are going to come in and going to actually work and seek after and have the same mindset as you to look for a generational blessing. So have the training video available for them. If they don't, if you don't have anyone for a three-way, those of you who have those businesses, the training videos are usually anywhere between 3 to 10 minutes. So if you ask a person for about 15 minutes of their time, that's going to allow you to be able to set them up to see the information, watch it while you're on the phone if you have to, or if you're going to go by their house, whatever the case may be. Learn webinars, ladies and gentlemen. Get into your Google Hangout or get the freeconferencing.com. Get something that you can utilize in order to show people what you have to offer, because what that's going to show them is you're serious. You've got yourself set up. Get your web page going. It doesn't even matter if it's just one page. Get it. Make sure it's clean. Make sure it's crisp. Make sure it's got the information, details, simple and basic. You don't want to go into a whole bunch of stuff, because when they get in there, they're going to get lost. They're going to start looking around. Have them focus. One page gives you what I need. I need you to look at this, watch this video, click this button if you're interested. That's pretty much it when you're first starting out. Don't try to be what these big people are doing. You're connected to your to your Google, connected to your Facebook, connected to your Twitter and your Instagram, so that they can find you and see and do the investigating with that one page. Don't go getting 3, 5, 7 pages trying to fill them all up with information, because out the gate you don't have it. Out the gate, you don't know what you're doing. Okay, so learn your business and set yourself up for the success that you desire. Okay, now once you've done all of that, know, ladies and gentlemen, know that you're going to need advertisement. So when you're getting your business, you started your Verizon. I'm going to use that for example. We paid $175,000. Now I need to do the advertisement to brand myself to let people know, hey, I have Verizon. Even though Verizon is already established, I need people to understand that Madeline's Business and Things is offering Verizon. That's how you're going to have to promote yourself. They're giving you the opportunity to put their name on your business, because now you've made that investment. But you are responsible for everything else. There's going to be guidelines you got to follow, got to be rules you got to follow no matter what. Okay, so you're an independent franchisor for Verizon. You still got to follow the rules. Otherwise, they're going to come through and pull your stuff, and you're going to lose that $175,000. So I'm just giving you something to look at. That somebody may say, I don't want to sell Verizon. But whatever you've invested your money in, give it time. Give it time. Schedule out an hour or two. If you were to work a part-time job, if you're willing to do a part-time job, then half of the hours that you would normally commit to a part-time job, give it to your business. Come home, get yourself settled, eat, spend time with your family, then say, okay, close the bedroom door, your closet door, whatever you need to do, and say, I'm fixing to work for about 2 hours. I got to do some callbacks. I got to do a couple of trainings. I got to call a couple of people. I got to do a few follow-ups. So I need you guys to give me my space for 2 hours, and then I will come out, and then we will spend time together. Those of you who work nights and you sleep during the day, you probably don't have family. They're either at work and at school. If you've got small babies, use nap time. You get the kids, you play them out, you know, nap time or play time, put them in front of the TV, let them watch a movie or let them learn some Spanish, whatever you need to do. But get yourself in a position to set your kids up for success so they see you hustling, not just at a job, but also working and building for yourself. You're building a future for them. You're teaching them to always have options, always have a plan B, C, D, all the way down to Z. You got to have a backup. For your backup and for your backup. Okay, so the next thing you want to do is you want to be able to manage your active list. And this is doing your follow-ups. Like we said, you're setting your time up and you're talking to these individuals. Then you want to be consistent in creating that list. So as you go through that list, you've got a box for yes, no, maybe. You know, just keep moving down that list until you get to the end. If you get a couple of people who are your customers, and you get a couple of people who are your partners or even investors, then however many you got for that day, then you add that many to your list. And keep that list at 25. That's what you want to do. You want to continue to build that prospecting list. Then when you get your partners into your organizations or your businesses, you want to teach them to do the same thing you've just done. So you come in and you become a product of your product, and now you've got partners. So product of product, creating partners to do the same thing to become the product of the product so that they can go out and do the same and repeat the process. So make sure that what you're doing is duplicatable. You don't want to get people in. They're already nervous about being in the business. They already don't believe that they can do it. They're not confident yet. And then you got those who probably think they know too much, and then they're going to be hard to coach. So already have your mind ready for that. Set yourself up for whatever audience you end up in front of. You end up in front of a bunch of millionaires that want to say, okay, well, you're down here at the bottom. You don't know what you're doing. You don't have any money. You live in a shack. You know, how are you going to do this business? Then you come with them with information. You've got your information down. You're ready to run, and you show them you're serious about what it is you're doing. Once you've been consistent in growing your list, the third thing we're going to do is we're going to raise awareness for yourself. We're going to self-educate. And I talked about this previously on a couple other series. It's called PAC, and this is just an acronym that I use for myself, okay? So PAC means to prepare for your audience and customers and then keep it moving, P-A-C-K. Prepare, customers, keep moving, okay? So you want to make sure you're consistent with that. Every day there's an opportunity that's out there for you to connect to someone, not even if it's just one or two people. Create a list of five at a time if you have to, and make sure you consistently connect with those five people for 5 days. Ladies and gentlemen, that's 25 people that you've talked to in 1 week. So if everyone on your team is doing that, then you're going to generate customers and partners along the way, you know, by default. And that's what they mean when you can generate income in your sleep, because there are people who are working when you're asleep and vice versa. So make your list and connect with them, continue to follow up, and then this is the key to your success as you tap into different individuals. You tap into different sources and lines. There's all kinds of people, people who do your teeth, people who do your hair, people who fix your house and your roof, and or people who have a business that you work with, a job, individuals that coworkers are tired of working and they want to do something different. So the number four step is do not prejudge people, because you never know. There are individuals out there that you may figure don't have anything. They don't have any money. They don't want anything different. They may not have the money to invest. Well, you won't know until you ask. So don't prejudge the people that you've never spoken to. If you've never spoken to them and they've never given you any inkling of how they are, who they are, they may drive to work in a raggedy car, may live in a mansion. You never know, okay? So everyone needs your opportunity, your products, your services, whatever it is that you're offering. Those of you who offer essential services, everybody pays a light bill, phone bill. You got people who they wouldn't know how to act if their cell phones died. So make the connection and get information to reconnect. Get a phone number, get a business card, whatever you need to do to follow up and write their names on the back or where you met them at that time and what date, so that you can know to follow up with them within 24 hours. The last step I want to give you, and I'm really pushed for time, so I'm talking really fast, but you're going to have to go back and follow through. Those of you who have been listening to the show, you're consistent. You're going to keep up. Setting your goals and learning your Google. Google has Gmail. Those of you who are not familiar, but Gmail has so many free things that are in there for you to use. Your calendar. They even have the documents where you can send people MP3, a lot of things that you wouldn't be able to do through a text, you'd be able to do this. Text marketing is an amazing tool to use. So if you can get connected to someone, maybe there are individuals who are out there that offer the text marketing. I know a few people who offer it. So you want to get that text marketing system going. Go research, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know what I'm talking about, text the word Empowering Your Mind, which is the name of the show, Empowering Your Mind, to 55255. And the 55255 is a short code, which would normally be the phone number. So you would put 55255 in the phone number for the contact. Then down in your text message where you normally type, hey, LOL, or whatever, you will type Empowering Your Mind, all one word, no spaces, okay? And then press send. What that's going to do, it's going to send you information with my phone number, my address, my website, my email, and you're going to find out what I'm all about. You'll be able to click those links, and it'll take you right to me, okay? So that's text marketing, and a lot of people are not familiar with it. They think they know what it is, but that's text marketing. Mobile marketing is the way to go. You want to have your website. You want to get I'm losing my train of thought, social media out there, and you want to make sure you get everything done that you need to done. Last but not least, learn how to network, which is what some of you are here to do. You're getting that. People, learn it. Learn your network with a purpose. What's your why? Why means W-H-Y, what hurt you? So what caused you to do what you're doing to make a difference? Somebody at your job disappointed you. You didn't get a promotion, or you got demoted, or you got laid off. You know, whatever hurt you, that drives you. And the same as what makes you happy, drives you. You'll do things that feel good for a little while, but as soon as something happens that hurts you, you stop. Or you will say, you know what, I'm not going to let that get me down. I'm going to keep on pushing, and you're going to endure. And the only way to do that is to keep your options open and always have a plan B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way to Z, okay? So that's what the main thing I can tell you is to network, do you, whatever you do with a purpose. Be driven. Educate yourself daily and always, always, always look for ways to expand your horizons, to start your connections and building in your community. Always, always, always look for new blood in your business. You want to keep that organization growing. Take a break every now and then to free your mind, spend time with your friends and your family. But ladies and gentlemen, come back. Do it on a consistent basis. We give our jobs 12 hours of our day. We're traveling back and forth. We're spending a lot of our time there. If they mandate overtime, these are things that are taken up. Then commit to yourself to do the same thing, okay? So give yourself the same tenacity and drive that you give on that job that you claim that you hate or you don't want to be there. Then build your dream. What is your dream, and how much will it cost to start that dream? Then what is it going to take to make sure that that dream continues to build and grow and to have your vision at that point? Because now you've got momentum and you're running and you're doing all of the things that you desire to do for yourself, okay? So being in business for yourself, you can't do it alone. You can't build a business. Walmart wouldn't be Walmart without customers. They've got different products and services. They've got brands in there. But their brand of Walmart is a big name, household name now. So you want to make sure that you follow the steps that I've given you to your success. And that's how you grow. That's how you become whoever it is you want to become. I'm empowering your mind, and I'm Madeline Bass. This has been So Real with Madeline. Well, we're keeping it real daily by creating a greater lifestyle, by changing your status, and raising your standards. Go get your blessings. Decide what you want to do. It is not too hard, because if God gave it to you to do it, he gave you the vision. Write it down. Be consistent and keep pressing forward. Never prejudge. Never judge a book by its cover, because you don't know who or where that diamond in the rough is waiting to be pressured and pushed and putting that heat on them to pop. You may very well be that diamond that someone's looking for. So believe in you, continue to grow you, educate you, and let's move to our next. Live with a purpose, educate yourself daily, and continue to expand. I'm Madeline Bass, and go get your blessing.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see.